Welcome to Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. This season, we're featuring the Japanese-American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. Today, we're beginning Act 1 of Sisters Matsumoto by Philip Khan Gotanda, directed by Tim Dang, and performed by June Angela, Suzy Nakamura, Keiko Agena, and a full cast. Tune in on Thursday for Act 2. Now, let's hear more about the production from LA Theater Works producing director, Susan Loewenberg.
LA Theater Works presents Sisters Matsumoto by Philip Khan Gotanda, directed by Tim Dang. Starring Keiko Agena, June Angela, Ron Botita, Kurt Kanazawa, Suzy Nakamura, Greg Watanabe, and Ryan Yu. Supported in part by the California Civil Liberties Program from the California State Library. Thousands of Japanese Americans were sent to detention centers after the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Playwright Philip Khan Gotanda has chronicled the aftermath of one family's imprisonment in Sisters Matsumoto. Set in Stockton, California in 1945, three Japanese-American sisters return to their farm after years in a camp. But the once prosperous family finds it's not easy to pick up the pieces of their former lives. And now, Sisters Matsumoto, produced by LA Theater Works.
Stretch them.
Bola, the luggage in the trunk. Careful.
I got it.
I think the car is dead.
You'd think after all Papa did for him, Mr. Bedrosian would loan us his Cadillac.
I can look at the engine later.
Shh. And did you see the way he looked at us? Like he was doing us a favor, loaning us that old Pontiac. Oh, look what they wrote on the wall, Grace.
Don't say it.
Japs go home.
I'll get rid of it later.
Check in the warehouse. There might be some whitewash left.
Jesus, look at the fields. I'm gonna look around.
I better go with you, Bola.
Peat dirt. Lovely. I forgot how big this place was.
I haven't forgotten.
It seems smaller somehow.
I remember everything.
Not as majestic.
And dustier. This peat dirt covers everything. Criminy. What's the going price for weeds these days?
The boy just let it go. I'm glad Papa can't see this. It would break his heart.
Oh, look, my badminton net.
It's like a ghost just fluttering in the wind.
We can just restring it or use a clothesline. I'll look in the garage for the rackets. Bola?
Grace?
Rose?
I was thinking about Papa all alone in the camp cemetery. Can we move him back here to Stockton? Maybe bury him on the farm?
Let's talk about that later. Roer, Arkansas is a long, long ways off.
Papa's chair. Oh, it still has his shape, Grace.
Papa told me he bought this house for Mama. It was his gift to her. They had just enough for the down payment. It was pretty run down. Mama said the roof was like a sieve. And when the first hard rain came, they had to sleep in chairs holding umbrellas.
Oh, I can't imagine them living like that.
And by the time you were 8 or 9, we'd already moved into the big house in town.
No, we came out here on weekends. I remember playing outside in the wet tule fog. My eyelashes would get so wet, it was like looking through a prism.
Papa would work sun up to sun down on his tractor, and sometimes late into the night. He hung big lanterns on the cab. Mama'd have to make him come in. Gradually, things got better for them. Papa figured out potatoes grew well in this type of soil. He bought more land. There grew more potatoes. We should keep the umbrellas handy. We may need them again.
Oh. Be careful, Bola.
I got it. See all those sticks with red flags? Someone's been out here.
Government's probably doing some surveying.
Where do you want all this stuff?
Right there is fine for now, Bola.
That Doherty kid ought to be taken out and shot.
He just abandoned the place.
Mr. Doherty wanted to keep his son safe from the draft. Running a farm was essential wartime work.
Knowing how patriotic Papa was, I'm surprised he went along with that.
Papa was a businessman, too. Mr. Doherty helped Papa make a lot of money in the stock market.
He didn't rotate the crops at all. Just corn for 3 years.
One of the tractors he left in the middle of the field to rust. And I looked in the sheds. The equipment's in bad shape.
We can take inventory later, see what we have.
Wait. Let's take a picture. Rose, Grace, come on. The Matsumoto sisters return home.
Shiz, not now. We have too many things to do.
Oh, come on, Grace. You know you're the one who always pulls out the family photo albums. Hideo? Here, Bola.
Shh. Do you still know how to use one of those things?
It's been almost 4 years. Let's see if I still have my touch. Ready?
Oh, Esther really likes you, huh, Hideo?
She's a good baby, Chiz. I'm gonna miss the boys, though, running all around.
Yeah, but I'm glad we dropped them off with Bola's sister in L.A. More Japanese there, safer. I want to make sure it's okay here first.
How was the bus ride up? Any trouble?
No, just got right on. Some GIs stared at us in the depot, but that was about it. Mm-hmm. I had to pull Bola away. You know these Hawaii boys.
I heard they burned down the White Star Soda Works.
Down in L.A.? Little Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Bola, when can we call your sister? Check in on the boys.
Tomorrow. Old man Sato's place, the Europa Hotel, has a telephone we can use.
I'm not going in that old place. The roof might cave in.
I noticed he had it up for sale.
Oh, who'd buy that place? I wouldn't set a foot in there.
Your father told me he stayed there after he quit working the railroads.
He said it was too cold in Montana, and they didn't serve him rice.
Bola, we gotta get the phone hooked up, too.
I'm gonna go out back, look in the warehouse, check the stuff we stole from the house in town.
Hey, let's each stay in our old rooms like when we were kids. Come on, Rose.
Maybe we can get some of Papa's old workers to help out.
Do you think they're even around? Some of them have their own places now.
They lost everything, too.
I can go into town later, ask at the Buddhist church. They should know who's around. I heard Jimmy Kaneko bought the Chong's old laundry down on Lafayette Street. He's going to make tofu. He took some money out of the Tanamushi Fund. I know your father didn't believe in those things, but it's helping the folks who don't have much. Jimmy got all his supplies to start up the business that way.
The Chongs. Remember the sign they put up in their window? We are Chinese.
We have to start thinking about the future. We need to decide on what businesses we want to start. Now's the time. Everybody's coming back. If we wait too long, everything's going to be taken up.
Oh, I just don't think a newspaper is such a good idea, Hideo.
But we need our own newspaper. Look, I know your father and I didn't always see eye to eye on things.
Papa helped you. What about the aqua farming? Papa gave you money for that, didn't he? He supported you.
Did he, or did he do that to help you?
I can't think about selling this place right now. I can't. Let's all get settled first.
Well, how can we? All six of us cramped together under one roof.
We were all living together in town right after Bola and Chiz returned from his internship. We all lived there together, didn't we?
That was your house in town. It was huge.
We all lived here growing up. All of us. And Mama, too.
You were kids, Grace. We're all adults now. Bola needs a place to start his medical practice. I want to start my newspaper. That all takes money. And what about Rose? We have to find her a husband. You think a family is going to be impressed driving all the way out to this farmhouse?
This is the Matsumoto family, Hideo. We don't need to impress anyone. My father built the Japanese community here. And if somebody thinks they're too good for us, we don't want them in our family.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Who's going to want to read a newspaper in Japanese, Hideo? Who? You and your Kibe friends have to face up to it. Japan lost the war.
I know.
America won. We live here and we're Americans, not Japanese. We read American newspapers. We want to know American news.
That's not what I'm talking about.
And even if you get some of the Issei and Kibe to read it, can we make a living off of it? I don't want to live like we just got off the boat. I want nice things, things that we had before the war.
Holding on to the farm isn't going to bring back things the way that they used to be.
Someone's got to try.
I'll check on the baby later, Rose.
Professor, I need some help.
Mm.
The upstairs isn't bad. Everything was shut, so it's not too dusty. Oh, the obutsudan.
What happened to it?
Part of the top got banged up a little.
Oh, Mama loved this one. I go into the bedroom and we would offer incense.
The warehouse is all broken into. Everything's thrown around, smashed.
The kimono.
Water leaked into the crates from the bottom. They're all ruined.
All of them?
All rotted out.
Oh, Grace, your favorite. What about Mama's imari wear?
All broken. I can't tell. It's such a mess. Some more stuff was written on the walls, too.
More?
I'll clean it up after I do the front of the house.
I'll go look at the car.
Put them in the middle room.
I don't like the middle room.
We're all staying in our old rooms.
The back one gets more fresh air.
Yeah, but we...
I need air. I want air.
Okay, honey. Oof. Don't worry. I know how to handle him.
Things aren't the same, are they?
Rose?
I kept hoping they would be. I prayed that they would be. On the train coming back from Arkansas, I wouldn't get off at any of the stops.
Hideo said you weren't feeling well.
I thought if I could just make it to Stockton, just make it here, walk down Main Street, say hello to people, see them look back and smile. I don't know who I am anymore, where we fit in.
That's why we have to stay who we are, not lose ourselves. Always remember, we are Matsumotos. That's the only thing we can hold on to, the only thing nobody can take from us. We are Matsumotos.
Hideo.
Oh, I started a fire. I was cold.
I was wondering who was up.
Couldn't sleep too? Grace is sleeping like a baby.
She's always been like that.
Well, I have to get up early to start work on the car. Everybody wants to go to town now.
Can you stay for a bit? I was thinking about waking up Grace. I just can't be by myself in this house. If you want to go to bed, I'm sorry.
No. I just don't want to make you uncomfortable.
No.
So, do you have any plans?
Mr. Kusaba opened his drugstore. Grace wants me to help out over there.
Oh, finally, you get to use your pharmacy degree. Your father would be happy.
I was helping Bola at the infirmary in camp.
Oh, yeah.
That was more nursing, though. We didn't have much medicine to dispense. You remember when Bola and Dr. Rao performed that emergency appendectomy on that little boy?
Mm.
No anesthesia or anything. Just made him drink half a bottle of homemade sake.
Like the cowboy movies. John Wayne.
Yeah. That's where Bola got the idea. It worked. I kept throwing up, though. I wasn't used to the blood.
Hmm.
What are your plans?
I don't know.
You're going to try aqua farming again?
I'm not cut out for any kind of farming. I think everybody knows it. Everybody except Grace. I thought farming sea urchins would be a new industry for Japanese in California. They were experimenting with it in Kobe. Why not Morro Bay? Your father knew I wasn't a farmer. I never understood why Grace chose to marry me, a college teacher.
Because the other boys Papa brought home all looked like St. Bernards. Oh, she thought you were sophisticated and handsome.
She used to enjoy listening to me talk about the Japanese authors. Natsume Soseki, Tanizaki.
I like him.
Oh, yes, I know.
Your favorite author, his belief in the individual.
Uh-huh. But after a while, I'm not sure I want to be here.
What?
Back in Stockton.
Does Grace know?
I wanted to move to Los Angeles. There are lots of Japanese down there. I could find partners, easily set up. But you know, Grace.
I can't imagine her anywhere else. There are lots of Japanese here, too. And with everyone coming back, there'll be plenty of opportunities.
Grace ran into Mrs. Okubo while you were in town. I should have told you.
Oh, no, already?
She said she'd start coming up with more suitable names by next week. Here.
I'm not ready for this yet. All these boys parading in.
It's been almost 2 years, Rose.
I know.
It's time to move on with your life.
I can still see his face, as if there's a picture of him inside of my head. I just close my eyes. And there he is. When his mother told me he'd been killed over in Italy, I just couldn't let him go. I thought I would die if I let him go. So I began to imagine his face. Night after night, his eyes, his mouth, every curve, angle. I would hold his image there. Hold it because I thought I would die if I didn't. But after a while, after some time had passed, I began to realize I wouldn't die. I still hold his image there. Because I want to.
Oh, Grace, we couldn't sleep.
Hideo wanted to go to bed, but I made him keep me company.
Oh, cold weather makes me thirsty. Funny, huh?
Now that Grace is here, I think I'd better go to sleep. Good night.
Good night, Hideo.
Oh, I needed that. Fire feels good. Did Hideo start it?
Uh-huh.
So what were you two talking about?
Nothing in particular. His plans, what he'd like to do.
Not the newspaper again.
No. He wants to move to L.A., did you know that?
He told you?
He thinks there might be more opportunities there.
There are plenty of opportunities right here, on this farm. If he doesn't like that, there are plenty of other things he can do in town. I'm not leaving here.
We got anything to eat? I'm starving. Food, food.
Did we wake you up?
Had to convince Bola to move to the middle room.
How'd you do that?
With my thighs. Ooh, crackers.
Don't ask her anything else.
I have to feed them. They get hungry. I'm thinking about going to the country club on Saturday. Anybody want to come? Just like old times with Papa.
Sure they'll let you in?
Why wouldn't they? Papa was a member. We play tennis there almost every day in the summers.
Oh, lots happened. Things aren't the same.
So? Does that mean we have to stop living like we want to? They put us away because we were too Japanese, you know that. Think they would have done that if we'd all gone out and joined their clubs, gone to parties with them, became one of them?
That's what we did.
I know what. The other Nisei and Isho, they all stick together like a bunch of scared rabbits. Go to the same church, go to the same social clubs, eat Japanese food, celebrate Japanese holidays. Still speak the language. Even have Japanese schools so their kids can speak Japanese. Ugh. Are you crazy? After what happened, my kids are only going to speak English. They're going to play with Caucasian kids and go to all white Christian church and celebrate every American holiday with a vengeance. Oh, and I got rid of their Japanese middle names.
How did you do that?
I unnamed them.
Why?
Papa would be mad, Chiz.
He'd be happy. He'd know what I was doing. Hell, he's the one who was so pro-American. America is good this, America is good that.
He also loved Japan.
Papa loved Japan and America.
Maybe that was Papa's problem. You can't have it both ways. Maybe Papa should have made up his mind and kept his mouth shut.
Chiz.
I'm not trying to make you mad.
You do what you want, Chiz. I haven't any better idea than Papa about what's going on.
Criminy sakes, bite my head off.
Why are you so ashamed of being Japanese?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Being Japanese was never good enough for you. You've always had to have white friends, be around them, have them like you.
I'm not ashamed of being Japanese, Grace. I'm not. It's just, I just don't want it to get in the way of us being American.
We should all go to bed. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Want some help?
No. That's all right, Hideo.
Okay.
I hate having to bring in water all the time.
Right here, fine?
Uh-huh.
Bola and I went up to look at the water tower. Windmill's fine. Gears need a little oil, but the storage tank. Water had been sitting up there for who knows how long. We drained and scrubbed it out. We just have to wait till it dries and cures.
You're putting them in boxes? Oh, people gave so many things. And nice things, Hideo. Mm. I could use some of those shirts. They're like brand new, huh?
We have enough for another shipment right now.
Grace, come in. Lunch is almost ready. So you're taking those all in?
When Bola comes back with the car, we're all gathering at the Buddhist church to organize the shipping. This goes to my uncle in Yamanashi Ken, and this to your cousins and my sister-in-law's family in Hiroshima. And the rest will go to the orphanage in Tokyo.
I feel sorry for all the families staying at the church. Sleeping on the floor of the social hall.
We're lucky we have this place to come back to.
Well, we got some of the tractors working. A couple of the Massey Harrises and the John Deere. Mr. Mabalat is a genius with engines. I don't know where Hideo found him, but he's just what we need. He goes out and gets spare parts from someplace. I don't want to ask him where. Smells good.
It's not much.
Those are the vegetables that Bola dug up?
Uh-huh. I added them to the canned tomatoes we found.
Can we still eat them after all this time?
Taste? The asparagus was no good. It had gone wild, but I think the onions are okay.
Still growing in our garden after all this time. Bull is something, isn't he?
He's tenacious, huh? He just puts his nose in there till he gets what he's after. I think he likes digging around in the mud.
I'm just moving the packages out front. They'll be easier to load.
Want some help?
No.
How's the baby?
Oh, I better check.
Is there enough equipment to begin turning the soil?
We should know in a day or so. Mr. Mabalat's a good worker. Think he'll stay on. We need some foremen.
He's Filipino.
So?
So, nothing.
sleeping like a little princess. Oh, little Esther's such an easy baby. Not like Keiko's boy next door in the barracks.
He was okay once they could bring real milk in from outside.
I didn't think I'd ever sleep. The walls were so thin.
It was Keiko and her husband that kept me awake.
Yeah. You ever think about adopting, Grace? Hideo was saying there are so many orphan babies in Japan now.
No.
I would if I could. You need a husband, though.
You can never tell where those babies come from.
They're still babies. Do you ever think that when you adopt, that it somehow faded, and you got the baby you were supposed to have all along?
That's a nice fairy tale, Rose. I'm glad we're finding you a husband.
Oh, that's right. Today's the big day, huh? Are these the candidates on the wall? What time is the fellow coming by?
3:30.
Mrs. Okubo works fast.
She wants our money. She says he comes from a very good family in Sacramento, quite wealthy. Mm. He's an accountant at a firm that handles the larger farming accounts. The way she talked about him, he seems like a great catch, huh?
He's probably 4'11".
Rose?
Well, he might be. You notice Mrs. Okubo never said how tall he was.
Which one is he in these photos?
That one.
So you're going out or just sit around here and chat?
No, we're going into town.
It's all set up, the whole itinerary. Mrs. Okubo may be expensive, but she is thorough.
We're going to watch the girls' basketball team play Sacramento at church. His sister's on the team. Oh, Grace used to play. She was pretty good.
It was no big deal.
Oh, the Stockton Busy Bees.
My God, what happened?
Bola.
The Hawaiian Hurricane was after another title.
Come on, the guy deserved it. And if he didn't, then the other guys did.
You okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I expect the police any minute. How's the baby?
She's been sleeping the whole time. I had to change her diaper once.
Can I get some water, Rose?
Sure.
You got into a fight?
You know, I've been having trouble finding an office space to rent. Well, this one I called before I went. Didn't want to waste my time.
That's not where it happened.
I'm trying to set the story up.
Fine. Come on down. We have several offices available.
The guy takes one look at me, and I can tell.
Sorry, we already rented the offices.
So what can I do? Just the way he avoided looking me in the eye, you can tell.
He's imagining it. If they didn't want to rent to you because you're Japanese, they'd just tell you. Why would they have to lie, Bola? So then we go over to the country club. Bola's really steamed by now because of what just happened. But the manager, remember Larry? Mm-hmm. He lets us right in. No problem. Come on in, Miss Chiz. Sorry to hear about your father. I thought everything was fine. I was talking to people. They all asked about Papa. And then I hear this commotion. And there's Bola rolling around the floor with Mr. Bellingham, the president of the club. He hit Mr. Bellingham.
I didn't hit him. Okay, I hit him. But he was swinging back, and so were all his friends.
Everybody's screaming and yelling, tables being knocked over. It was so embarrassing.
Certain things I'm sensitive about. All of you know this. I don't make it a big secret. So I'm talking to Mr. and Mrs. Sanders, and the discussion turns to how the Japanese Americans had their own fighting units. I guess they felt they had to bring it up since I was standing there. But, you know, they're nice old fogies. Then, out of nowhere, Mr. Bellingham pipes up about he's not sure whether it was a good idea as we were at war with Japan. He's not even part of the conversation, and his cronies are agreeing with him.
They were not agreeing with him.
So, I said, did he have the same feelings about Italian Americans or German Americans who fought in the war? Did he and his friends feel that that was not a good idea? He said that was different. I asked why. He got flustered and turned away and began talking to the man next to him. Like, if he ignored me, I'd quietly go away. But I'm a Buddha head. Guess he never met one before. Used to owe you kotonks on the mainland, huh? But Buddha heads don't like being treated like that. So I just keep asking him, why? He keeps ignoring me. I keep asking. He keeps ignoring. Everybody's getting very uncomfortable. It's getting tense. But being a Buddha head, I say, what the hell? And I just keep putting my face in his. Finally, he says he doesn't like my attitude, that I should be grateful that we were still allowed into the country club, and that there was just something about us, not like the Italians and Germans who were A-okay, I guess, that made us different, and that an American GI could never tell when we might switch our allegiance to the enemy, that the difference was we couldn't be trusted,
Bola.
That they were sneaky. Look at Pearl Harbor. My little brother Jun-chan died in this war. along with all the other Buddha Head boys from the islands. He spilled his blood so that those Howley Texans could live. Junchan, along with the rest of the 100th Battalion, knew they were being served up like cannon fodder. They all knew. They weren't stupid. Going up to rescue a small battalion of soldiers trapped behind enemy lines. They didn't send any of the other units who were available. How could they sacrifice more soldiers than were being saved? Didn't make sense. But the 100th and the 442nd, the all-Japanese-American units, hey, they're expendable. Let's send them. And they did. And they went. Shig dies. Tech dies. George loses his leg. Paul loses his arm. They did it to prove they were loyal Americans. And they proved it with their blood. So, Japanese-American soldiers, Katonks and Island Boys, gave up their lives. 800 casualties to save 200 Howley boys' asses. And he says to me, Japanese Americans can't be trusted, that we're sneaky, that they couldn't be counted on by the other American soldiers. He says that to me, to my face.
And then you hit him.
No, he hit everybody. I think it's a Hawaiian thing.
No. They grabbed me. His friends try to pull me away. Hey, don't touch me. Never touch me. Especially if I'm pissed off.
Then he hit everybody.
Then I hit everybody. I was fighting for my life. I had to defend myself. Hey, they were trying to bust my ass. And they were big Howley guys, this much taller than me. I knock them to their knees and then I'm taller than they are. Hello, shorty.
Well, we won't be going back there again.
You're lucky you didn't end up in jail.
Or the hospital.
Told you, Chiz, didn't I? Things aren't the same.
What?
Why are you so upset about what they say now, Bola?
What do you mean?
You never heard what they were saying before?
No. What you talking about?
About the Japs in the fifth column? About getting them off the West Coast? About herding them into internment camps? These are the very same folks saying the very same thing. Why didn't you care about what they said then? Why didn't you hit somebody when it mattered? No one cares what I think anyway.
Rose.
Oh. Hey. I'm sorry, Rose. I didn't mean to talk about the 442 boys.
He talks too much. You all right?
I'm fine. I thought the last part of the story was funny. The part about, hello, shorty.
Chiz, I think you should look at the cut above Bola's eye.
I'm okay. I got some bandages in my bag.
Rose, you better start getting ready. Take a bath. Rose's date is coming over at 3:30 to pick her up.
Oh, great.
So if you're going to show your face, Bola, make sure it's clean. Otherwise, stay in the back until they leave.
Oh, which photo is it?
This one.
I thought he looked kind of young for Rose. Didn't you think so? How's your eye, Bola?
How old is Rose? 28?
27.
No spring chicken.
She's not old.
So, we get the professor's attention. How old was Grace when you two got married, huh?
Bola, mind your own business.
Grace, didn't you think he looked kind of young?
No, not particularly. He was kind of short, though. I know Rose prefers him on the tall side.
She's gonna have to start considering those old maid-type guys that live at home with their mamas.
Bola.
I'm just kidding.
There are plenty of single men out there for Rose. She's still very young, very pretty.
And a Matsumoto,
yes. And besides, he's getting two beautiful sisters-in-law.
Let's take a vote. Who says this guy is the one Rose chooses? No hands. Okay, who says he at least gets another date? No hands. Oh, cheers, you think so? I thought you said he was too young for Rose.
I liked his haircut, and he drove a nice car.
Let's just let her make her own decision. She's old enough for that.
He turned off the engine. They're staying in the car to talk.
Or something else. Ooh, it's a Buick Unlimited.
No, they're getting out.
Oh, what a gentleman. He's opening the door for her.
See, that makes no sense to me. He's got to run all the way around just to open her door.
They're out. And,
she's not letting him walk her to the door.
Ooh, look how short he is compared to her.
They're shaking hands.
Ugh, doesn't look good.
I hate having to hold going to the bathroom.
I never ate either.
Oh, come on.
I was very dainty when I went out on a date.
You ate more than my big brother. He stopped and watched you.
So I was a little hungry.
How many desserts did you have?
I only had 3 servings. The lilikoi pie was very light.
And then?
And then what?
Then you ate the rest of the lau lau.
That's not a dessert.
And then the manapua.
You always exaggerate.
Boy, oh, I thought I was going to burst.
How is the evening?
You gonna see him again?
He's very nice, but I don't think so. Grace, would you let Mrs. Okubo know?
I'll talk to her when we go into town.
Knowing Mrs. Okubo, she'll be out here first thing in the morning.
You want to see somebody else?
I'm not good at this, Grace. I'm not.
At least you meet boys who come from the same background. We know something about their families.
Otherwise, you get stuck with some poor, uneducated farmer whose family is full of disease and misfortune.
Cheers.
I'm just trying to help her.
All right. All right. Why not? I wish I could write Japanese like that, Hideo.
I've forgotten a lot. If you don't use it every day, you start to forget characters.
What is that character?
Kusuri.
Medicine.
Mm-hmm. The top part of the character is kusa, plant, and the bottom half is enjoyment, plant, enjoyment.
Hey, Professor, who are you writing?
My brother.
Which one?
Tokyo.
Mm. You can read that, Rose.
I didn't like Japanese school.
Papa let you skip it.
He let you get away with everything.
Spoiled, you rotten.
We had a chicken back home who used to do just like what Hideo's doing. Bawk, 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 bawk.
I think I'll finish my letter upstairs. Good night.
Good night.
Doesn't he ever loosen up? The guy's too serious.
He's worried about his brother's family back in Hiroshima. They live on the outskirts, but he's worried about how much radiation they were exposed to. He couldn't get any of the medicines they requested.
Hey, this guy's pretty cute.
Say, did anyone see them drilling out where the Hersham's property meets ours, just south of the lake? We took the back way out going to town, and you can see them hauling all the equipment in.
Mr. Hersham just refuses to give up. He probably talked Pacific Gas into digging out there now. He's determined to find gas on his land.
Maybe we should get them to look on our land.
Papa let them drill all over, and they couldn't find anything. We should let Mr. Hersham know we're back.
Mm. Bola, you and Papa would go duck hunting with Mr. Hersham, remember? And bring home sacks of ducks, and we'd all have to help out pulling feathers and get into everything like it was snowing. Your hair, your mouth.
Let's invite Uncle Hersham over for dinner, like we used to when we came out on weekends. He and Papa'd come back from hunting, Mama would cook all the ducks up.
Mm, boy, they were tasty. The way Mama cooked them, stuffed with apples and onion.
Whatever happened to your father's guns? He had a double-barrel 12-gauge and a smaller 16-gauge, I think.
Oh, didn't he hide them somewhere right after we heard about Pearl Harbor?
That's right. Somewhere in one of the bungalows, I think, where the workers stayed.
Hey, let's go out back and look for them.
Bola, it's the middle of the night out there.
I'll take a flashlight.
Bola, let's look in the morning.
We can go hunt some duck or pheasant.
Ugh, once he gets something into his head.
So, he was that boring, huh?
Uh-huh. Didn't you think he was kind of short?
I guess. A little, maybe.
He had a nice car, though.
See, Grace?
Grace?
Yes? Rose?
How was it when you and Hideo got together?
What do you mean?
Your marriage was arranged, wasn't it?
Well, not really.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't arranged. We were introduced.
Introduced? Euphemism for arranged.
Well, how did you feel about Hideo then, when you first met him?
Papa liked him, so she did too.
She is. Well, people get together for different reasons. Rose, it isn't only just about you. It's the two of you. It's about the two family.
But I mean, you didn't have feelings for Hideo when you got married?
Rose, we didn't just meet and shake hands and turn and walk down the aisle together. We saw each other for 6 months before we decided. Now, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
She had her chance.
Enough already.
You and Bola were lovebirds, though.
Yes, Chiz. Why don't you tell her your story,
Okay. All right. She's old enough, huh?
It's your shame, not mine.
What? What? We had to get married. I was knocked up. Walking down the aisle, I was 4.5 months along.
That's why it was good Bola had his internship in St. Louis. She could leave and discreetly have the baby out there. Remember when I went back to visit them? It wasn't to help out a pregnant Chiz. It was to help out with the baby.
And Papa knew.
Did Papa know? Whoa.
Let's just say Bola wasn't a doctor. Chiz would now be a Buddhist nun and Bola would be dead.
Bola handled it pretty well, though. Papa could crush you if you weren't tough enough. Bola surprised me how tough he was.
I think Papa was impressed with him, too. Papa made him sit down and drink with him this huge bottle of sake. They had to talk man to man. We found them, or we heard them. Papa in his underwear.
Bola was stark naked.
Singing outside Chiz's window.
Papa couldn't sing on key, but boy could he sing loud.
Shinaroyoru. Shinaroyoru.
Papa loved your long hair, Grace.
Chiz.
I think it's beautiful.
He wouldn't let you cut it. It reminded him of Mama. It was so much work to wash it. She only did it once a week, remember?
Uh-huh. She kept it tied up in a bun. During her bath, she would take it down. I used to help her. It was so long, it seemed to go on forever. Black, shiny river. She would lean over, pulling the hair across her shoulder, and hold it out in front of her. I would pour the water from the bucket over her head, then work my way down. Sometimes I would catch Papa peeking in and watching us.
Do you remember that night in camp when Papa died?
Why, Chiz?
We were all at the dance at the canteen, Casey Nakamura's big band playing. You and Hideo were even dancing.
Papa's gone. Let's move on with our lives.
Keiko told me she saw him walking along the outer fence. She was coming home early from the dance. She said she called to him, but he didn't answer. What was he doing out there?
It was snowing. He lost his way. He was an old man.
I thought winter was over. The Utsumi's garden was blooming. Everyone in camp was in good spirits. Why did it snow? Such an odd thing to happen in the middle of spring, it snows. Yes?
Rose. It is Rose, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm Henry. Henry Sakai.
Excuse me?
My family used to work for your father, picking, driving tractor, sorting.
I'm sorry, I...
Then we leased a few acres from your father and started growing on our own. We used to all play together as kids.
There were three boys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and you were the middle one.
No, that was Takashi.
Oh.
I'm the youngest, Henry.
Oh, the small one. Your mother shaved your head. You were bald or something.
Just one summer. I had ringworms.
Oh, yeah, you had a stocking cap on your head, too. My sisters kept teasing you.
Yeah, they were pretty awful.
How come you're wearing stockings on your head? That's right, I remember you. The crybaby with the bald head?
Yep, that's me.
Come in.
Just for a moment. I don't want to disturb you or anything.
No, would you like some tea?
No, really.
No trouble at all. Oh, let me put the baby to sleep. The bottle ought to keep her quiet.
I hoped you'd remember me. You just remembered too much. How many kids do you have?
Oh, no. That's my sister Chiz's baby. Oh. Remember Chiz?
Oh, she was the tomboy one, right? She beat me up once.
Her baby. You're living where now?
Watsonville. Well, we were in Poston.
Everyone around here went to Rower. So, are you here visiting?
Uh-huh. What are these photos?
They're trying to marry me off. I'm being introduced to all the eligible men in the area, mainly anyone with money.
Who painted the mustache on this one?
I did.
Oh, I'm visiting relatives here out in Manteca. They got recruited out of camp by Driscoll Farms looking for workers. The Hayashino family?
Oh, I don't think we know them.
They didn't have anywhere really to go, and Driscoll got them out early, gave them housing and a plot of land to farm.
Ah, yes, I heard that.
You've grown so much. You used to be this little girl always hiding behind Grace, and when I tried to talk to you, you wouldn't say anything.
I was scared you were the ringworm boy.
Please, just one summer, just one summer.
How is your family? Your mother and father?
Oh, they're fine. Getting older, but my father still works in the fields. A friend of the family, Mr. Martini, held the farm for us so that when we got back from Poston, it was the same as when we left. Actually, in better shape. And he saved the money the farm was making for us. Mr. Martini's been like a second father, especially since I've taken over the farm.
Oh, the tea.
It's nice you can come back to your farm. A lot of people lost everything when they left. Like my cousins, sold their farm for dirt cheap to those buzzards hovering around.
Well, that's the way we lost our house in town. And as you can see, the fellow my father leased the farm to didn't take the best care of it. But we're all determined to make a go of it again, especially Grace.
How is Grace?
Oh, she's doing fine. She and her husband Hideo are out trying to recruit workers for the upcoming season. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is nice.
It just feels strange coming back home to the farm. It's not the same without Papa.
Yes, I was sorry to hear that.
I just hope they can do the work.
I was surprised how many Japanese were available.
They have to do this kind of work for now. You think they'll keep it up once they get back on their feet?
Grace, remember the Sakais? This is Henry, the youngest brother. Remember the ringworm boy?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Oh, it's been so long. You've really grown up. Oh, this is my husband, Hideo. Hideo Henry Sakai. His brothers and all of us sisters used to play together. Well, sit. I'll get some teacups for us.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus, baby.
Actually, it's not much, but this is from my mother and father.
I don't know if we can accept this.
What is this for?
I came to pay respects to you and your family on behalf of my family. Your father was very kind to my father. When he left here to go off on his own, your father lent him the extra money he needed to buy his farm. No one else would lend him the money. My mother and father are too old to make this trip, so I came for them. My parents wanted you to have this gift. They felt very indebted to your father. My father said that Togo Matsumoto helped build the Nippon Hospital and the Buddhist Church. He would always say your father was a great man.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Please, thank your parents on behalf of the Matsumoto family.
Yes, please, thank them. They're much too kind.
The hunters return victorious. A couple of mallards, a pintail, and one small teal.
Oh, I'm not cleaning them.
I said I will. Show them what else you got.
A pheasant.
Oh.
I shot it driving back. I saw it hiding in one of the fields right off the levee. Stop, I yelled. Bang, right out the car window. Pretty good, huh?
Ah, it was easy. Pheasants fly like this. Ah! Slow and in a straight line. Now, ducks fly like this.
Oh, hello. Didn't notice you. Nice to meet you. I'm Chiz.
Bola.
And this is the ringworm boy.
Rose.
Hey, Henry! You're all grown up now. I used to pick on him.
Not anymore.
Stay for dinner. We're having duck and pheasant.
The more the merrier. Bola's cleaning them.
Is the baby upstairs? Excuse me.
I'll stop pulling the feathers on these out back.
Would you like to? Well, dinner won't be for a while, but you're welcome to stay.
No, I couldn't impose on you folks.
Yes, why don't you stay? We're having our neighbor over. Please.
No, really, I feel like I'm...
How's Takashi and that big athletic brother of yours, Tetsu?
Takashi is in Chicago. He's an engineer now, married, has kids.
Oh, yeah.
Tetsu, we think he died during the firebombing of Tokyo.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry, Henry.
He was over there trying to start an export business when the war broke out. He got stuck there. I guess his whole neighborhood was burned to the ground. We assume he died. I thought you might like to have this back, Grace. Your basketball medal. It was in his room with some of his other mementos.
Thank you.
Well, I really should be going. Thank you for your hospitality. It was nice seeing you again, Rose.
Nice seeing you again, too, Henry.
Nice meeting you.
Tell your mother and father we said hello.
Goodbye.
I think I'll take a walk, Hideo.
What was that all about?
Grace used to go around with Henry's brother, Tetsu. Grace and Tetsu wanted to get married. The son of a poor tenant farmer marrying Togo Matsumoto's eldest daughter? Papa said no, so
Grace, being the good and obedient daughter, told Tetsu she couldn't marry him. A few years later, Papa arranged the marriage with Hideo, and Grace did what she was supposed to do.
I think I'll get some air.
Cheese! Can you get it?
Bola?
So, with a shotgun, right from this window. I don't know how your old man did it.
I'll get it!
Rose, can you help me in the kitchen?
Okay, just a moment.
I can help Grace.
Uncle Hersham!
Hello, Rose!
Come in, come in! Come in! Don't stand out there!
Oh, Mr. Hersham!
Hello, Chiz!
How are you? It's been so long! Where's Mrs. Hersham?
Ah, she couldn't make it.
It's too bad the boys aren't here. You won't recognize them. They're big now. They're visiting Bola's sister in L.A.
Oh. We got another one, too. Mm. A little girl. I'm a baby machine. Oh.
How are you, Bola?
Good, good. Yeah, you gained some weight, huh?
Oh, I need some help taking the ducks out of the stove.
Look who's here. Oh,
Mr. Hersham.
Hello, Grace.
Oh, you're a little early, but that's okay. The ducks are done.
We weren't sure if you'd found the invitation or not. The house was all dark. I'd slipped it under the door.
We just got our phone hooked up.
Well, I brought this. A Canadian club, the kind your father liked.
Oh, sit, sit.
Yeah, sit down, Joe. How's the farm doing?
Oh, better. Much, much better. I don't know if you heard, but I managed to turn things around.
Oh, maybe Mr. Hersham can give us a hand.
I'll say. You see our fields, and you shall see the equipment.
We'll do just fine. Rose, why don't you get a glass for Mr. Hersham?
Good idea, for everyone. Hey, we got some nice ducks, and we were only out there a few hours, out on Bacon Island. We gotta go.
Uh-huh.
Where's Mrs. Hersham?
Jeanette's down in Bishop, visiting her family on the ranch, so she can hobnob with her family's society friends.
Hey, Professor, maybe Joe can help us figure out what to put in this season.
Oh, Hideo!
It's a mess.
Joe? Hideo?
No.
None for me.
Me either.
Then who's gonna drink besides Joe and me?
Me.
Oh. Come on, this is a big deal. We haven't seen Joe since we left.
I saw Grace and Rose when I visited you folks out in Arkansas.
Yeah, but you leave without saying hello to Chiz and me.
I had a business meeting in Kansas City. Well, when I saw where they put you all, it made me sick.
Let's drink. Come on, all of us.
A little.
Just a little for me, too.
To good neighbors.
Kanpai.
Kanpai. I haven't said that in a while.
That was awful.
What do you mean? This is good whiskey.
Oh, the ducks. Rose, help me in the kitchen.
I can help, too.
I saw that car out there. Is that yours?
We had to borrow it. What a jalopy.
Bola?
Just a little bit more. Hey, I want to ask you something. When you went hunting with Togo, he could get off two shots real fast. Bang, bang. Did he do some trick with his trigger finger or something?
Well, not that I could tell.
Because I'd just be bringing up my gun.
Yeah, and he'd bring down his bird.
Yeah, and your bird, too. Greedy
yeah,
son of a gun.
Yeah, he'd do that, huh?
Food!
Please put that gun away.
I'm just asking Joel something.
I don't want you to shoot that thing in the house.
That was your father's idea, not mine. He saw a pheasant outside. Shot it right from here.
Oh. Nearly broke all the glass in the house.
Then he finished off his drink.
Smells good.
Oh, sit where you always sit, Uncle Hersham.
Joe, let's eat. Come on, come on.
Oh, this is such bad business. You all having to move out, go to that place.
We're all back now. We're all home.
Your papa was a good friend. Seeing you all here, the food, everything, it's like Togo is still with us. Drink in one hand, telling me how I can't shoot worth a lick. When I left Hooker, Oklahoma, to come out here, my pa wouldn't come with me. He wouldn't give up his land. Said it'd taken too much of his blood and sweat as part of his body. Now, what's a man worth if you give it up so easily? Well, he was like your father in that way. Well, that was 31, and then it didn't rain for 4 years. And when I went to get him and bring him back here, pa was dead. I buried him there, on his land. He knew he couldn't beat the drought. He knew, but he never gave it up.
Mr. Hersham?
He didn't tell you, did he?
Tell us what?
He said he would tell you.
What? Tell us what?
Your father sold the place. Huh? He sold the land, the house, everything.
Huh? What?
When did this happen?
Well, when I visited you in camp, remember?
Yes, but he never mentioned it to us. He never mentioned it once.
He sold it to you?
No, no, I didn't buy it. The Bank of San Joaquin bought it. I just brought the offer. Well, I was out that way, so they asked me to act on their behalf and bring it.
Bank of San Joaquin? I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Oh, this is such bad business.
But why would he do it? Why sell it to a bank? He didn't have a loan out. Oh, I would have known. And why would he keep it a secret from us, huh? Why?
Please, Grace.
I don't know, Grace.
I would have had to sign X for any sale. Papa wasn't a citizen.
It's not his fault, Grace.
He told me he would tell you.
That's all right, Mr. Hershey.
I don't understand.
Why don't you sit? Come on, Grace.
When I found your note, I didn't know what was going on. Well, I should be going. Is there anything I can do?
I'll go check on her.
They probably didn't tell you, but there's some money at the Bank of San Joaquin from the sale of the farm and land. Well.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, I better be going.
I'll see you out. Yeah.
Papa sold this place? Why?
He did not sell this place. No, I don't believe it. Papa would never sell this place. Never.
That's the end of today's audiobook break. You've been listening to the Japanese American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. It's one of the many excellent audio theater productions available at LA Theater Works. Visit latw.org for more information. Our music is All Our Yesterdays by Mark Niedvich. This has been Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. Thanks for listening.